The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 413. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. This weekend marks the beginning of the Road to WrestleMania, as it's called, and I'm talking about the WWE Spectacular, the Royal Rumble. And I'm joined by my partners in crime, the pro wrestling pundits, Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze, to talk about this event. To be honest with you, there's not too much to talk about, because as of the recording of this episode on Tuesday, the WWE really didn't have everything all booked. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear that there's only four women so far that have been put into the Women's Royal Rumble, and eight gentlemen. I don't know, I find this perplexing that the biggest wrestling company in the world waits till the very last minute to book out the rest of a pay-per-view or PLE, whatever they're calling it nowadays. It blows my mind. But nonetheless, we're going to give our thoughts, our opinions on what we do know, and we'll definitely talk about what actually happened next week when we do the review episode. But I'm going to get to my conversation with the pro wrestling pundits in just a moment, because I gotta thank a great sponsor of this podcast, World's Greatest Comics. I tell you all the time that they are a five-star comic book store. They've got everything you need for your fandom, whether you're talking single issues, graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, back issues. They got a great pool system, they got a friendly staff. They got everything that you look for in a comic book store. You need to check them out if you're in Central Ohio. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address. And they're pretty darn active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. And once again, I want to thank Jeff and all the fine folks down there at the store for their support throughout the years. It truly does mean a lot to me. And folks, you get the opportunity and you're in the area, you need to stop by the store. Trust me. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with the pro wrestling pundits talking about this year's Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sitting down this evening with the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze, how you doing?
Fine.
All that build up for that?
That's what she said, right?
Oh, anyways. Ringside Rand, how are you?
Life is good in the Golden Ghetto.
Yes, life is good in the Golden Ghetto. Life is also good if you are an executive at Netflix. Why, you may ask, ladies and gentlemen? Well, if you've been living in a cave for the last 12 hours here on this Tuesday, January 23rd, then you didn't hear the news that WWE Raw is going to be moving to Netflix starting next January in 2025. Guys, let's talk about it before we get into the Royal Rumble. What are your thoughts on Netflix grabbing up WWE Raw?
I think, well, I was listening to some, it's crazy when you're listening to sports radio in a town that we're in that all they do is talk Ohio State football. And they led their programs off by, a couple of them led their programs off by talking about it.
Which show? Common Man and
Bo Bishop. Oh, yeah. Which is even more surprising because they never talk. I mean, they're
No, they don't.
They got fans on the other shows, but this, and they let it, but the reason being is the reason it makes it so groundbreaking. First of all, how much was it? $5
billion? Yeah, it was $5 billion.
Wow. TKO setting pretty when they're at the stock exchange today. So it's groundbreaking in many ways, but it kind of is going to lay the foundation because even though it's quote unquote sports entertainment, it's predetermined. That paves the way for other sports. This gives them a chance to get into that live venue.
Right.
So to say. And you know, you got like the NBA looking at Apple TV, and then there's a rumor going around the NFL is going to buy ESPN. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
No, I haven't.
So there's different things going on. And, you know, we were talking in the green room before we went on about how everything is going to streaming. And this is, it's so crazy that this is what's setting the precedence. And guys, if you sit back and look at it, wrestling made cable television in a way too.
Yeah.
Just like wrestling is going to help make this casting, because wrestling made TBS and USA Network. What did they really have going on that except outside of wrestling? What you had Bill Bob's drive-in theater, and you had Rhonda
Shear
up all night,
up all night,
all night. But if you think about a lot of those important shows that they made on USA. Usually followed Raw. Raw was a great lead.
Silk Stockings.
Oh, yeah.
An example.
Ooh.
Monk.
Monk. Ooh. Absolutely, yeah.
But no, so, yeah, groundbreaking is a huge word. Like, when you sit back, like, WWE's Netflix, but this is a major deal. Major deal.
Wrestling was also really important in the early days of pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm. And just the early days of television. You know, the Dumont Network, you know, out of Chicago, that's what they started running wrestling there. And before you know it, it's everywhere.
A weekly show in St. Louis live at the Ritz?
At the Chase. At the Chase Hotel, yeah. And that was the high-class one. You saw people in suits and in dresses and everything in the audience. It wasn't just
Adorable Adrian?
Correct. But look, I think that I agree with you, Joey, what you said, that they've been rumored for years to want to be involved in live sports. Netflix was. And I feel like there's a little bit of a double-edged sword to this. I think that you do alienate some of your valued customers who have stuck with watching Raw for 30 plus years on USA. I think that you kind of do that a disservice to the fact that now if they want to watch Raw, they have to have Netflix. I do see that as kind of a little bit of a snub towards the fans. But I also see that makes brilliant, brilliant business sense. Because you get folks to come in. Maybe they come in at that $7 mark, that lower tier. They'll watch commercials. Even though supposedly now I read just before we went on air that there's not going to be commercials on Raw. I don't know. But originally they were saying that there was going to be commercials, $7. Man, you get somebody hooked that way. And then before you know it, oh, you know what? Never mind. I think we can splurge a little bit. Let's get the commercial free. Let's get that free.
It just, people like to crap on wrestling, but if you look, they're just trailblazing in every outlet of media. You know, and it even goes online stuff like WWE, they tout was shit, but they got it going. And you see how important wrestling is on social media now, on X, on Facebook. So it's just they keep. Now, my whole thought process is this, is what if your guys like Fight TV, like, oh, we've been doing this.
Right.
You know, are they going to move on to something? Is somebody going to want the shiny new rock? Is that going to expand to somebody too? So I think it opens larger avenues to other streaming services as well.
Okay.
I think is very important. I can't think of the name of the company that streams. We were talking about Squared Circle Expo earlier. Maybe we'll talk about a little bit more further, but they have a company that streams their show, and it's been gaining stream building. So this is great for all those companies, too.
I think a lot of it goes back to Vince in the early 70s, late 70s, early 80s, seeing the emergence of cable. A lot of the early pay-per-views were actually in movie theaters.
Closed circuit. Yep.
He was there at the beginning and took advantage of it.
Well, you know, and, you know, one of the other things that we talked about off air before we started recording was that, yeah, everything's moving towards streaming. But what about for those elderly fans? And this is not.
Why are you looking at me?
This is not a joke. This is not us being smartasses. But, I mean, it's true. If you have an elderly wrestling fan that wants to watch, they're used to just turning on the TV. Figuring out how to use a Fire Stick or a Roku is massively confusing for them. So I guess, again, going back to what I said, I understand the business part of it, but I also can see where it might be problematic.
This is TKO. We're seriously, we're in, okay. It's a whole other company.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, and that's the way things are going to play out.
Okay, before we get into the Royal Rumble, I know we keep everybody tuned in to hear our thoughts on the Royal Rumble, but let's talk about one of the things.
And thousands.
For the millions and millions listening at home, this came across my feed in Twitter.
We're big in Chad, I heard.
Yeah. I've never met him, but I hear good things about him.
Anyways, this came across my feed in X. Somebody had posted, no Cyndi Lauper, no WWE. Now, the whole tweet was obviously to try to get people to talk about whether Cyndi Lauper deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame or not.
100%.
100% as well.
Yes.
Yes, she deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But do you agree with the statement, no Cyndi Lauper, there's no WWE?
No, it would have been somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree it would have been somebody else, but I think she deserves some credit
for
getting it to the forefront and working with it. But though Captain Lou Albano, no Cyndi Lauper, no, you know, so it digs deeper. It's not just Cyndi Lauper. Captain Lou Albano had a relationship with, you know, friendship with Cyndi Lauper.
And a lot of the early wrestling classic promotion was actually on the MTV channel.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I agree with both of you as well. I think she definitely deserves the credit that is deserved of her because she played an integral role in getting this thing moving. I agree. I think that if there was no Cyndi Lauper, the national expansion is still going to happen. It may just take a few more extra years, but there's going to be somebody that Vince would have latched on to and promoted in terms of with the overall appeal. All right. Not a wrestler, but, you know, Cyndi Lauper was that. She was a hot singing artist, a hot musician. She had that certain look, that the it factor, and, you know, everything
Captain
came.
Captain Lou was in that video.
Yeah, right.
Which
yeah.
played constantly at that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. So, I agree. I think she definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for sure for what she did.
I think she deserves more in the WWE Hall of Fame than Sting.
I was going to say Sable. I think she deserves to be in there way before Sable. Jimmy.
And the Sable.
Little Jimmy? Is little Jimmy here with us? What about Nick and Tom? Or Tom and Nick?
He is constantly.
I don't know where that came from. I have no idea. Joey.
Yes, that's me. Hi, I'm Joey.
Only known you for 20 years. Anyways.
That was longer, but go ahead.
02.
Wow. Okay.
So 22
years.
22 years.
So
there you go. Okay.
What am I retorting on?
I think Sable should not go in the Hall of Fame until Cyndi Lauper goes in. Sting is less deserving than Cyndi Lauper.
Drew Carey.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, she needs ahead of so many celebrities, but I see what Rand's saying about Sting. Sting made, but all these guys, like you think about the guys like Abdul the Butcher's in there, he did jack shit in WWE. So maybe, you know what I'm saying? I see what you're saying. It's a fair comparison, but Sting still did a lot. He deserved to be in some sort of national Hall of Fame. But yeah, so does Cyndi Lauper. But I mean, with that, and I don't know the celebrity wing, but I think there's that all those celebrities from that first WrestleMania all should be a part of it. I think Liberace's huge. That the thing where he would do the kicking, isn't that still in the promos?
Yeah.
He's done with the Rockettes?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Bob Barker's in.
Bob Barker Betty was
White.
On Raw.
Betty White.
But I'm like on that first WrestleMania though, like Muhammad Ali.
Guest timekeeper.
Billy Martin.
Yes, Billy Martin.
So.
Rockettes.
Yeah. So they help bring it to the mainstream as well. And, you know, Mr. T, right? So.
Yeah.
But no, Cyndi Lauper definitely deserves to be in.
All right. Here, real quick, the celebrity wing consists of Pete Rose, William the Refrigerator Perry, Bob Uecker, excuse me.
some of the best interviews.
Oh,
Drew Carey.
Boo.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Deserving.
Mr. T.
Deserving.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think that one is not very, I mean, I'm sorry. Snoop Dogg.
He's done a lot. I agree with that.
Kid Rock.
You don't agree with a lot of his views, but he's done a lot with the company.
Shatner.
Shatner was weird.
Yeah, I agree. Ozzy Osbourne.
That's weird to me, too.
Well, but Ozzy was, what WrestleMania was it he was with?
Is Alice Cooper in? Going yeah. to no, the Alice ring Cooper with Jake not. The Snake at
no, so but
WrestleMania
3? Ozzy was there with the British Bulldogs, I believe, in yeah. WrestleMania
it might have been two.
2, I think. For yes.
SummerSlam in England.
So, anyways. Well, nonetheless, I thought that both of those topics we needed to quickly cover before we jump into the Royal Rumble, which, gentlemen, there's not a lot to talk about with the Royal Rumble.
Oh, by the way, one more comment.
Oh, sure.
Going to Netflix is similar to TNA starting out on weekly pay-per-views. Nobody else did that.
Yeah.
I don't know how successful they were.
Well, it depends.
A two-hour Wednesday pay-per-view.
It depends. It depended on the episode from what I've heard in other podcasts. So, but yeah, I mean, look, TNA did what they had to do to get the word out there about their product. And, you know, this is going to be something along those same lines where WWE is going to make sure that they have another avenue to get their product out there.
And by the way, Raw's been on other channels.
Yeah.
Raw was on the Nashville Network.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so do they still have the relationship with Peacock where they still have their complete library? At that point, now they're double dipping.
Right. Which I think is problematic. What happens to the archives? What happens to, you know, probably, I mean, I'm assuming that they're going to probably eventually, if this sticks for a number of years, is that they close it down and they move it all the way over. They probably would. Or they'll recreate the WWE Network on Netflix, just like they did with Peacock.
So my proposal with that $5 billion, let's have a physical Hall of Fame.
Ooh, bringing it around full circle. I like that.
Where are you going to have it?
Orlando, where everybody can visit it. Mm-hmm. There is a rumor they were going to build it Universal. That was proposed at one point.
All right. Well, gentlemen, let's talk about the Royal Rumble matchup. We don't have much to talk about because there hasn't been a lot that's been booked.
So the Royal Rumble is considered the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is the on-ramp to the road to WrestleMania.
Yes, it is. Very well done, Rand. Yes, I would agree. It is the on-ramp to the road to WrestleMania.
But you guys don't understand. Rand's been merging onto the road to WrestleMania, and he won't turn his damn signal off. And I'm stuck behind him the whole time. He's going 55 in the fast lane. So that's the road to WrestleMania we're dealing with right now.
I'm still trying to get my map back into the glove box.
Makes sense.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we'll talk about the four matches that are already booked, and we'll talk about the people who have already been entered into the Royal Rumble. We even throw out some surprises.
So I'm going to tell you what I miss when I go back and look on social media is when they would do the promos of who was in the Rumble. Remember, they would just do the revolving head, and then every so often somebody would cut a promo like the Barbarian, Haku. And then somebody would come up, the Nasty Boys, and then they do their little promo, and then I miss that. I would love to see a retro version of that.
I would like to see the Royal Rumble sponsored by Applebee's, where everybody's sitting in the back room and they got one of those little red and black squares that light up.
Oh, okay.
And when it's time for you to go into Royal Rumble, it goes off and you go into the ring.
Are you guys listening out there, Trips? Get the department on it. There you go. You just made them some extra money for that physical Hall of Fame.
There you go. Hey, as we normally do, obviously next week when we do the recap and the review of the Royal Rumble, we'll fill in some of the blanks for some of these things that as of right now are still not booked. So let's start off talking about the singles match for the WWE United States Championship. You have Logan Paul champion versus Kevin Owens. All right, Ran, what do you think about this matchup?
I got a feeling this isn't going to be a one-off. This might be a three-part series. Here, the pay-per-view in Australia, and the conclusion at WrestleMania.
That makes perfect sense to me.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because they're going to want Logan Paul in Australia. You're going to want him in Mania. It makes perfect sense. So I think there's going to be some sort of maybe a schmoz win, and then maybe something happens a schmoz the other way, and then, you know, no disqualification, like a street fight culminates at WrestleMania for it. That's what I exactly see it that way.
So the question is, do you go Kevin Owens getting that fluke win or that schmoz win here at the Rumble?
I see him in Australia.
Okay. All right. So then you're saying Logan Paul wins.
Wins by cheating, yeah.
Okay. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's going to do something to cheat. Either he's going to use those brass knucks again, you know, as he did before, or he's going to do something sneaky with the arm if the arm's still injured.
They're going to find a way to interject Prime into this. These three matches, you're going to see...
Hit him with a cam?
You're going to see something with Prime in these.
Okay.
That's just my feeling because he's pushing that.
All right.
But
off air, we have to talk about the new flavors, by the way.
I don't know
if you tried them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, more on that later.
Nipples are.
Okay. Anyways, Rand, what do you think for Logan Paul?
Baby bottles.
I think Kevin Owens gets the first one, and somehow there's reason for more.
Okay. All right. So Joey and I both say Logan Paul, and Rand says KO is going to be victorious some way. All right. Well, let's talk then about the fatal four-way match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. You have Roman Reigns defending against Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and LA Knight. I'm going to first say that this is utter bullshit. This should not be a four-way match. I'm sorry. I feel like they should have just left it as a one-on-one. I think this is ridiculous. It also leans and makes me believe that you're switching the belts. I think they're switching.
I see that he doesn't lose, but somebody else wins.
Right. And then that allows Roman Reigns to face his cousin at WrestleMania. Because let's be honest, The Rock versus Roman Reigns does not need a title. It's standalone, awesome main event. You don't need a title. I agree with Rand. There's some type of screwy ending where Orton wins and doesn't pin Roman or whatever. Joey, you still look very confused.
I've never looked at it like that.
Okay.
I looked at it as Roman versus The Rock. I don't know what's going to go on with the title, but I mean, now that he's made part of the board of directors, The Rock, I still see Roman retaining.
Okay.
Because if you look at those three, you said you put it on Randy? And who does Randy pin? I think they should have had two one-on-one matches out of this. I would have had LA Knight versus AJ Styles,
mm-hmm.
which could be a hell of a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then Randy versus Roman Reigns is what I would have brought out of that instead of the Fatal 4-Way. But I still see Reigns retaining.
You just have those two matches separate. You don't have the two matches of them.
LA Knight and AJ Styles be a grudge match. And then Randy.
Okay.
So, yeah, so they're not going to go on later in the night to face whatever. Okay. All right.
Who did you think should have been the match with Roman Reigns?
I think it should have been Randy Orton. I think that makes most sense to me. He's returning after 18 months. He's got the gripe of you broke my, you know, my shoulder. What was it? His arm, his shoulder, whatever. You injured that.
His weenus.
His weenus. Okay. I would have thought Orton and Reigns would have been my selection, and then keep LA Knight and AJ Styles as a separate match as well.
They've painted Roman Reigns into such a corner that no one person can beat him.
Right. That's why I think that this makes the most sense if you're going to do that, if you're going to take the title off. Now, who knows? Probably they won't take the title off. I mean, we'll still see him versus The Rock as a non-title match, which kind of, I mean, it still gives you that match, but.
Do you see him at Perth and not Mania?
Oh, no, I don't see The Rock going to Australia.
I don't either.
Okay.
I hate to say this, and all due respect to all the Australian listeners out there, I think that pay-per-view is a throwaway pay-per-view.
It's a money grab.
But
that always is. Elimination Chamber always is. That's what it is, right? Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always in the middle there. I just see the, I mean, the only way they would do it is, like you said, have Orton pin, like, I think AJ Styles needs to eat the pin because you don't want to just kill LA Knight's momentum either. But I could almost see then LA Knight, if something with him and him actually getting in the Rumble and him lasting a long time because of his popularity. But I don't know. I still see Reigns retaining to take it to Mania. I just think it's a weird time and a weird spot to take the title off of him.
Here's a long shot theory. There's a lot of tension around Nick Aldis. Does he somehow get involved?
Oh, and cost maybe a victory. So maybe he's the reason why. And look, I'm going to go on a limb. This is my bold prediction here. Randy Orton, I think, is going over. I think he's going to win the title. I think that makes sense. Somehow, Aldis gets involved because of the little feud that they're trying to set up there, the little tension they're setting up there. And, yeah, maybe he shoves, you know,
or Roman. Somehow stops the interference of Roman's counting on.
Maybe. And then that leads to the RKO and the victory.
I can see that, but I'm still going Roman retaining.
Okay. Rand, what say you?
I've got Orton. Orton over AJ.
Okay, yeah, I think somebody, Roman can't take the pin. It's got to be somebody for this story to work. And I think that's, again, and enjoy, it's the Royal Rumble. It's a big pay-per-view. That's why I think it makes sense.
And I think you could take him into, I was never pinned, so I'm the real world
champion. Right, yeah.
I haven't been pinned since.
Whenever. What is it, 2019, December
of 2019? So I'm still the head of the table. I can see that.
Yeah.
Who's the last person to pin him?
I don't know.
Baron Corbin.
Really?
Make a book on it.
If you had told me, if you had given me 10 guesses, I still would never have gotten.
Bum-ass Corbin?
Yeah, jeez. Man, wow. Okay. All right, let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble matchup. Here is who has entered the match so far. We have Cody Rhodes. We have CM Punk. We have Shinsuke Nakamura. We have Bobby Lashley. We have Drew McIntyre. We have Gunther. We have Kofi Kingston. And we have Damian Priest. By the way, side note, before we get any further, I just want to say that's 8. Thank you, Joey. That's 8 people so far. I want to just give props real quick. Because on paper, I didn't think I would like it. But damn, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits are gold.
Yes.
They are awesome. I enjoy watching them. I never would have thought that heel Street Profits would have made me a fan, but it's made me a fan.
What about AOP being back with Killian Cross?
I think that that's another faction that's not going to last more than 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
I just don't see it
happening. I like seeing them back. I love them. How they were bruisers, but. Anyways, trying to play footsie with me?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I kicked something under the table.
That was a big toe. You're going in. Anyways. So, all right. So we got 8 people. That's all we know.
That's all we know.
All right.
Those are the 8 people that we have that are going to go. They're going to compete. So,
what about Hulk Hogan's little thing that he might have one more in him?
Oh, jeez.
Hope not.
What are you going to do if you're watching in number 30? Dun, 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 dun. It'd be great if he got beat up by somebody and they took a spot, kind of like how.
Cause oh, they did that to Ray a couple of years ago, didn't they?
And Jax did that to Becky Lynch, or not Becky Lynch, but to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you could do something. Because that would pop the crowd. Oh, well. Pop the crowd, they're like, what? And then something happens and somebody takes a spot.
And it's in Tampa.
True. I forgot about that.
Not only does Hulk live there, I know a ginger chicken eating third baseman that is still new. I think we need to solve this Pawtucket and Rochester medley that's been going on in my head for all these years. I'm calling you out, Wade Boggs.
You heard it here first. Maybe OWA can book it.
Hold on, I'll text the boss right now. How much trans do you think Wade Boggs wants? I mean, you know.
We've got to watch that word in 2024. Yeah,
transportation. How much transportation does he want? His fee. Anyways. All right. So Hogan, as a surprise. Okay, I can see that maybe.
That was some deep foreshadowing last night. I know that some people were like, oh, no, no. But I think if you play it that way, Or what if he came out as, I mean, not that maybe he came out as Hollywood Hogan. And maybe somebody used to be NWO. It's not really Hogan that's in it. It's somebody brings out somebody else. So I have a couple ideas for surprises, too.
All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Rand, what are your thoughts so far on the Men's Royal Rumble matchup?
I'm still thinking of Hogan, and I don't want him out there. He could. No, does he have a, lack of a better word, protege?
No, Zach Gowen is long gone.
about Mr. America?
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
That would be funny.
Mr. America?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be hilarious. That would be great.
I got a feeling very few people would understand that because it was so long ago.
And it was such a short, it wasn't very long. It didn't last very long. Look, when it comes down to winning the Royal Rumble, I'm not sold that Cody's going to win it. I know there's a lot of people who think he's going to win it. I'm not sold on it.
I have an idea for the ending. I have an idea for surprises.
All right, let's go.
A lot of thought into
Okay,
this.
Let's get to your endings.
You were stuck in traffic. You had time.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So why not a little Lex Luger, Bret Hart ending? Where CM Punk and Cody Rhodes take each other out at the same time.
Okay.
At the end.
Okay.
And then we see something like that where it's either a three-way or something with Seth.
Okay.
And then that's...
To hide Seth?
Yeah, to hide his knee injury.
Oh, okay.
Or if he ends up not being able to go, it's for the vacant title.
Okay.
So I don't see there being one. I see there... that's what it was, right? Was Bret and Luger.
Yeah,
right?
Correct, yes.
1A absolutely. And 1B, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay. And then maybe somebody having a match or like on night one... And then that championship match is night two or something. Kind of
which
like
goes
how
back
did.
To the Bret and Owen.
Yeah.
Where the winner of that faced Yokozuna later.
Mm-hmm. With Mr. Perfect as a referee, right?
Yes, Mr. Perfect was
there. Or was it Luger? Or in the Luger one. Anyway, so that's my prediction. I think they want to still complete the story, but now you got this hot commodity of CM Punk being there. Not to be confused with Matt Mason when I say hot commodity. But you have CM Punk there. You got to put him over. I mean, you got to do it. So that's my pick.
He's got to be prominent.
Two winners.
Punk has to be prominent, and so does Cody.
Cody. Yeah, you can't, you know, and I think we are going to see one of the best. I wouldn't be surprised to even see them enter one and two.
Go the distance?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting tired of that, though. I really got to be honest with you. Like it's cool when it happens every once in a while, but it seems like we are getting that a lot in this last 3 years of, okay.
But think of, if you could put anybody one and two in the story that they could tell throughout the night, both of those guys, with the people they could bring through there. Here's another thing. Is he signed to AEW or?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think if he's there, he wins the Rumble.
Okay.
I think if he would be there, we would know. I think something would be leading that way. Like somebody would have leaked it by now. But
do you want to leak it or do you want it to be a surprise?
People would lose their fucking mind. He comes in at 29 or 30. Da-da-da. That like you hear his music and people would fucking freak. Think about it.
No, you're right. You're right.
So even as much as he loves Tony Khan, he's a fan. He knows what that would do for not only him. He needs to be in the WWE. There's just no doubt. He's floundering in AEW.
Yes, right. And I agree with you because the babyface run I hated, but he did great with it. Got to give MJF credit. He did a great job with it. He was given shit and he turned it in, or he was given chicken shit and he turned it into chicken salad. But I agree. He needs to go.
Comes in at 30 and he takes out Cody and CM Punk? Holy fuck.
That would be amazing. Well, here, I'll throw out one of my surprise entries for you that is a little bit out there, but we've been hearing all about him. What if Kazuchika Okada is one of the individuals in the Royal Rumble?
Do you think that pops the common fan?
That would be an AEW pop, not a WWE pop.
You think? Okay.
You agree?
I think it would be cool, but... I'm trying to think of a way to sound politically correct about it.
95% of the people wouldn't know who he was.
And the WWE doesn't know what to do with Asian wrestlers.
That is true. The track record over the last several years
but,
is...
But yeah. Triple H respects it. So going back to what you're saying, if that can open up their... Because there's rumors of them wanting to do more stuff in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the bridge. So that's the little... Here's... Maybe yeah. he's one of those guys that's in there forever.
Right.
So they could build it. I think if I think Okada is a solid surprise pick.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the casual fan might not get it, but maybe what you just said, they've lost kind of that AEW. Maybe they could bring that AEW fan back over by having somebody like Okada.
Mm, good point. Good point.
So,
you saying double victors?
That's my official prediction.
Okay, Punk and Cody.
Yeah. Then my. Crazy predictions of crazy stuff. MJF at 29 or 30.
Okay.
I think, and then the nostalgia predictions of people. I'm saying Mr. Anderson as one of
them. Really?
Because I think that would pop the shit out of the crowd.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a stretch.
And X-Pac. Those are my two that I, in my nostalgia predictions.
What about Hogan? Are you keeping Hogan in that?
If Hogan, whatever. I don't.
Okay.
I'm just going off of what he did the other night. If I was didn't see that last night, I wouldn't predict anything with him there. I think it's – but, like, just my nostalgia predictions, because you got to have a couple. Last year's seemed lackluster, if I remember right. Because, remember, we were throwing out all kinds of fucking names.
Right.
And – but I think this year, because this is all Triple H now.
Yeah.
Triple H, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that's going to – I call it the Kane role – we predicted him last year, but I think we finally see him this year's Bron Breakker. That comes in and cleans house.
I agree with you. I think that's a strong prediction as well. I think that's happening. I think he's ready to come up and be there. So I think that's strong. I don't really have any. I never thought about those nostalgia picks.
And you always got to have them with
this Yeah, stuff. Sure, you do. Yeah.
Ken Shamrock just signed a deal.
He signed a Legends deal.
For. Could he be a Showtime participant?
He could be. I could see. He's still in pretty damn good shape as of a few years ago. So I could definitely see him in
this. Side note, speaking of people looked in good shape, did you see who passed away today?
Ice Train.
Yes.
Yes. Former WCW wrestler.
Fire and Ice was Scott Norton's tag team partner.
Yes, he was. Yeah. How old was he?
I don't remember, but DDP posted on his social media. He's really upset. They're really close.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrible.
I meant to say something at the beginning of the pod, but definitely rest in power, my friend. I liked him. I thought he was an untapped talent.
Yeah, he had potential. He had a lot of potential.
That's who Powerhouse Hobbs reminds me of.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anyways, sorry.
I'm going to go and throw it out here that my prediction is I think Punk wins the Rumble. I think that definitely happens. I think that you have to do it because he's the hot commodity, pun intended again. And I think that it just makes the most sense.
What if The Rock comes out in the Rumble? How huge of a pop would that be?
Oh, if he came out to participate? Oh, man, that would blow the roof off of Tropicana Field. Does it have a roof, by the way?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's a dump.
So that there's that, but then who comes out to eliminate him? Roman Reigns. Somehow he gets involved. Or maybe
they just get in a fight and takes The Rock out, even though Roman's not in the match.
That'd be a good way to set up the match. I can see that.
That would work. So, you got any predictions, Rand? Who's going to win the Men's Royal Rumble?
I hate to say it, but CM Punk.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's the... It might be the safe bet, but I think that's...
No, I would like to see Big E. I don't know what his health is. Be nice to see him at least walk out. Maybe get jumped on the way out.
How close is he to coming back, by the way? I haven't read anything about
it. I heard his neck was jacked.
Oh.
I keep hearing Zack Ryder or Matt Cardona.
Which would make sense because of, and I think it would be a one-off.
Yeah.
Because here he's been going on, he changed his Facebook page. He's saying Zack Ryder's dead.
Mm-hmm.
How funny would it be if he showed up as Zack Ryder in the Royal Rumble?
That would be good.
I'd pop.
Yeah, I would too.
And how's come I didn't realize what pop meant?
Hmm? What?
When the crowd pops.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what that meant until I watched that wrestler show on Netflix.
Oh, did you?
I watched the first two episodes so far. It means pop your nut.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Got excited.
Yeah,
got
excited. Here I am being a lifetime fan of pro wrestling. I didn't realize that's what that meant.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk off air what you thought about that show, because I know you hadn't watched it when we talked last. So
much I'm like curious. Your one girl on Instagram that you showed me, I popped for her. I'll tell you.
Oh, Jesse Switch. A third name out there.
John wants to interview you. Anyway.
All right, so we got CM Punk for Rand, myself. So with that, before we get to the Women's Royal Rumble, it's that time where I got to pay some bills, guys. I got to let you know about a great sponsor of this podcast. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They got everything you need for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues. They got collections. They got graphic novels, toys, collectibles, cards, posters. You name it, they got it.
Do they have Vintage Hustlers? I'm in the market for a Vintage Hustler magazine. Do you have any, Rand?
No.
Oh. That didn't sound believable.
Anyways.
Side story later.
You can visit the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And if you're not in Central Ohio, you can check them out online. WGComics.com is the web address. And they're pretty darn active on the Facebook page. Just look for at WG Comics. And once again, want to thank all the fine folks at the shop for being a great sponsor of the PVD cast.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, some of those graphic novels could kind of pass off as...
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I mean if it's like when we were kids and we were struggling because we needed like the Sears catalog, that's what we had. Kids nowadays, you just pick up your phone, you can have anything. Like we had, you know, those mom bras and Sears catalogs.
Victoria's Secrets.
Hunters
of Hollywood.
I loved to have seen those. I never got us told.
National Pornographic.
He made that last one up, I believe.
Rand did tell me that he doesn't pop until he sees a plate in the mouth.
Okay. Well, anyways. Let's talk about the women's Royal Rumble matchup. And, Joey, are you ready to count these entries? Here you go. You ready? Bayley. Nia Jax. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. That's four.
And we're how far out?
We are about
4 or 5 days.
About 3 days out. And that's what we have so far.
We had to go home Raw. We got SmackDown right around the corner.
Yep. So four. I'm so mad I just spiked my clipboard. That's how mad I am at this lineup. Four.
I got two surprise entrants.
Who's that?
AJ Lee.
Oh, that's a given. She's 30.
Jade Cargill.
Yeah,
she'll be in it.
She'll be in it. And my surprise is Naomi, who's returning.
That's a given, too.
That's a given, too.
What about Tamina?
Retired.
Did she really retire? Okay. I did not know that. I mean, wow. I don't know. I don't know who the women's division right now is a mystery to me in the WWE.
So... I agree with your surprises. I think we're going to see a lot of more surprises in the women's.
Okay.
I think we see Alexa Bliss.
Oh.
I don't think she'll have an extended storyline, but why not? I mean, she's had the baby. She's got some stuff going on. You know, she's past that point now. Why not come out just to do that?
Yeah.
And then have a program for her after Mania or something.
Would you like old school Alexa Bliss, or do you want...
That, unfortunately, since we lost The Fiend, any of that other stuff has to go away. She has to go back to the Harley Quinn type of look at times.
Okay.
At least for this, until they, you know, I think give everybody a taste, I guess, of, you know, and people will pop for that.
Yeah. I can see Alexa Bliss joining, yeah. Even if it's a one and done.
I think you need that star power, too, since Charlotte's hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. I don't even know.
Oh, shit. I forgot another prediction for the men's.
Okay.
Andrade.
Oh, Andrade coming back. That could be a huge one. That could be a huge one. Absolutely.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. I mean, we don't have much more to talk about. I mean, we have four women to pick from, of which those four, I don't know. I guess I'll pick Nia Jax for lack of a better selection because she's back. They seem to be giving her a push. She hasn't hurt anybody yet. So, why not?
I think Natalya will be the backbone of the match. She'll probably be being the longest. She's probably the best worker they have. She'll probably call the match while she's in there.
Okay. You, are you picking her to be the winner?
No, I pick Bayley.
All right, Julie.
There's plenty of storylines you can work off of Bayley.
So I have another prediction.
Go ahead. Let's hear them.
And it would blow the roof off the Tropicana. She wouldn't make a lot of sense in AEW, wouldn't, but if they brought her back here, I think we see the boss.
I'd like to see it.
I you know what? That was consideration for one of my surprises as well.
But I don't think she wins it.
No, no.
That would be awesome if she did. I think that would be good. But I don't want to do it on somebody that we, you know, we're just predicting that might be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I also am taking my future wife, Bayley.
Okay. I mean, I think it's interesting, and I agree with both of you. I think with Bayley, you can play all of damage control off of one another and off of other participants in the Royal Rumble.
Are you leaving her in damage control, or are you taking her out and making her a baby face?
She'll be part of damage control.
Yeah.
A couple other possible I've heard. Kylie Rae.
Okay.
I've heard, because you talk about she's kind of like babyface Bayley. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, she is.
You know?
She is. Absolutely.
Who was the other? Oh, Mandy Rose.
Well, that one I would say yes to rather than... I don't know about Kylie Rae.
I don't believe that one. I've heard a couple rumors about that one.
It's a huge stretch. Very
especially
huge stretch.
With the whole Jericho thing that went on.
And she just had a kid, too.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
What did you guys name it?
Ah-ha-ha-ha.
But, oh, I want to throw Mandy Rose. I can see her coming out and doing it. And I think we see the return of what's-her-name that was teaming with... she was the lady GM of SmackDown. What's her name? She was in Cuffin' Up.
Sonya Deville.
I think we see her in there, too. But
how about Gigi Dolin and JC James?
James.
How about Mickie James?
James. No, Mickie James is taking a job with OVW. She's like some type of talent relation down there in OVW now. So...
They would love to have her in that Rumble.
Probably. Absolutely.
And they would love to say she does that for OVW, which a Triple H ran WWE. I'm sure they would say that.
Okay.
They would give the rub. I think they would. You need that.
Yeah, they're on their sister streamer here in a few months. Anyways. Well, many few months.
I love speculating people that we could see or, you know, people would see, but... I feel Bayley just because I think a Bayley match with Mommy at Mania would be really good. Mm-hmm. I think she could put that on her shoulders and that would be a hell of a match.
Mm-hmm.
If Rhea keeps the title, I don't see why she wouldn't. Who's the most likely person to face her? Jade Cargill?
Or
is that too early for Jade?
In the WWE booking, it's not too early, but in my old school mind of how you book, I would say it's too early.
And Jade's been working every day. Like I've watched a bunch of stuff where she's been training up at the Heart Dungeon, but where Natalya trains, the Heart Dungeon,
right?
Where Natalya and she's training with Natalya and TJ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she wins the Rumble, but I think we see her in some capacity. I don't think Bayley's the person to take the belt from Rhea, but I see Jade taking the belt from her after Mania.
Yeah, I would say
the most sense.
Sometime this year, Jade Cargill is going to be that women's champion.
SummerSlam?
SummerSlam. She's going to beat Ripley. I think that's guaranteed. I just think it's too early to start it now. Too early as well. I'll throw it out real quick because we just happen to be talking about this in our little text message group. Next month, Elimination Chamber, Perth, Australia. Do we see the return of the Iconics for maybe one quick show?
No, because what's-her-name's pregnant again.
Who? Is Cassie Lee pregnant again?
Mm-hmm.
Really? They just had a baby, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, he's on it. Well, that's another possible prediction for the Rumble.
Ty Dillinger?
Mm-hmm. I've heard that around, too.
That would be sweet. That character was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Spears in AEW was not
so awesome.
No.
We could make an entire podcast for people who went to AEW and didn't live up.
Well,
Keith Lee.
Anyways, all right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, next week we will return to do the Royal Rumble review, letting you know what predictions we got correct, which ones we didn't get correct. You know what happened. We'll recap all of that stuff. So let's start wrapping things up, gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze, where can folks find you on the interwebs?
So there's no like tag team title match or anything.
Not that I could find. No,
it's wild.
I know. I mean, it's probably going to be announced probably Friday.
But just be so down to the deadline and not have stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, the best way I want to push from here on out is remixcollectibles.com. It's our link tree where you can interact with us, check us out on Whatnot, where we're selling our wares. So remixcollectibles.com.
Are you selling underwares?
I will sell mine for a price, sure.
Okay.
Skid and unskidded.
Oh. Ugh. Okay, on that note.
Ooh.
Rand?
You can find me on Twitter at Rand Dittmar. It's boring. It's me.
So okay. Rand is selling his underwear too, but it has yellow dribbles in the front.
Okay. You know a way to prevent that. Buy black underwear. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, a.k.a. the Pro Wrestling Pundits. We were talking shop about the Royal Rumble. And as I said before, hopefully after this weekend, we'll get a little bit of clarity on some of our predictions and some of our surprises that we think might happen. And we'll definitely review and recap the event next week right here on the PVDcast. I think it's time for me to let you know where you can get in touch with me if you have a question or comment about the predictions made on this episode. Well, you can reach me a couple of different ways. First of all, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can drop me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you want to email me, well, you can do that too. You can just email me at johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Maybe you want to let some folks know where they can hear this great podcast. Well, there's a bunch of different avenues for that as well. First off, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the easiest way to catch every single episode. You can also find the PVDcast on all of those usual podcasting outlets, you know, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, etc., etc. All you have to do is go to that app's search engine, put in PVDcast, sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. All I ask for you to do is to rate and review me after you're done listening to an episode. It's super important for me. It's super important for these podcasting companies. It gives us data that we can use to tweak our shows. And again, I want to be pushed up in the algorithm because that makes me more visible, so to speak, to those eyes and those companies. So please rate and review. And while you're doing it, don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. Well, there's a couple of other avenues where you can hear this show. First off, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page, I do a little live broadcast. So that's an easy way to catch up on all those episodes. Or you can listen through Croc Radio, CROC Radio out of British Columbia, the hottest independent internet radio station on the planet. Every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can check out the PVDcast on Croc Radio. And I want to thank the fine folks at Croc Radio for giving me the opportunity to have the PVDcast broadcast through their fine station. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you for checking out the episode. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy.
following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2024.